You are listening to WJRH Radio 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Wombology. My name is Adam Bramson, and tonight's a special night because my co-hosts Will Murdoch and Brian Crambino aren't here tonight. So we had a replacement. We flew in a replacement. It's a special guest. It's one of my best friends. We've lived together twice. It's none other than Calvin Reichwein. How are you?
Hey, Adam. Thanks for having me, buddy.
What was that?
I said, thanks for having me, buddy.
You do a little accent?
I appreciate it.
You do a little accent on it?
That's just cool. What I'm feeling. Tingly.
Thank you for joining me, man. I really appreciate it. You know, just looking across this room right now, seeing that smile, it gives me a bright energy. It gives me a bright vibe. You know, I'm happy you're here with me. We go way back together. And I'm just happy you're here, man. Tell me what it's like being on the radio for the first time.
Dude, I'm really excited.
Yeah.
Just like having all this, like, you know, the headset and the microphones and everything. It's so cool. And, you know, I'm excited to be here and chat it up with my boy.
It's definitely a cool vibe.
It is.
The first time, it's like, oh my God.
It's kind of crazy.
Live radio.
It really is crazy, but
it's even crazier when you think of how many people are listening.
Yeah.
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 Seriously.
That's true.
It's probably like 3.
So let's go crazy.
Let's go crazy. Let's go crazy.
Let's do it, baby.
We usually have a running joke that the entire government is listening as well because they're monitoring our podcast for, I don't know, just surveillance purposes.
Yeah, in that case.
It's about 90,000. You're off to a great start right now, man. You're off to a great start. Cal, tell the people listening a little bit about yourself. Who are you? Where are you from? How do we know each other?
Sure.
What's your favorite color? What'd you do this past weekend? Tell the folks.
Sure. First, I'm going to say my favorite color is green.
Nice.
Nice little vibe in green. Can't go wrong
green.
With that.
Can't go wrong with that, bro. Can't go wrong with that, bro. Little green, bro. Ain't no wrong with a little greenery, bro.
So I'm Cal Reichwein. I'm from Doylestown, Pennsylvania.
Doylestown.
Just about 45 minutes away. I am on the basketball team here, believe it or not.
Hype.
If you saw me in the studio right now, you would probably guess that I am on the furthest thing.
That's a tub of mashed
potatoes. Yeah. I am probably about 20 pounds heavier than the basketball team, you know, not really making weight, but
that's totally fine, bro.
You know, hey. I have a good time on the bench and really enjoy my experience on the team,
bro. That's what it's about,
dude. Yeah, it's, you know, it's really fun.
Yeah, for sure.
And also, we're pretty good. I know we're off to a
one and one
start. Yeah,
but the second game you lost, you only lost by 1 point.
Yeah, and we could have played a lot better, and our guys know that. So, if you're listening in from Easton, make sure you
know,
tune in.
Lucas Jarrett is listening.
Lucas Jarrett.
He texts me, goes, I'm one of those three listening. Shout out Lucas Jarrett. Appreciate it. Appreciate the support, man.
Hey, Lucas Jarrett. Not only are you a great roommate, but you're a great captain on and off the court. And we really appreciate all you do for the program.
And you're exceptionally tall. Thank you, Lucas Jarrett, for
Lucas
your input.
Jarrett.
Thank
Everybody,
you, Lucas Jarrett.
Check it out. Westport, New York.
Lucas Cornelius Jarrett. Thank you.
All right. But let's keep going. So I'm an economics major and finance, and looking to get into a sales job next year. So we'll really see how that goes. I don't think I'm really going to know my future until the next few months. But so that's really what I'm looking forward to. I am the oldest of 4 siblings. My younger brother is a sophomore at Holy Cross.
Wow.
We're
going
played,
deep right now.
Yeah, we're going
we're
deep.
We're going all
well,
in.
Hey, you asked me to tell you about myself. You know, that's what I'm doing.
That's what I'm doing.
So he is a sophomore at Holy Cross. My little sister goes to Michigan.
Awesome.
And then...
Just a well-versed family right there.
Well-versed, yeah.
The Reichwines.
Parents, Jim and Sue.
Jim and Sue, Jimbo and Suba. What we call them.
I'm actually going to reach out to them and you know, just
tell
see
them
how
to tune in.
It's been a while.
We have a couple people who want shout outs, believe it or not.
Shout outs.
I think we have a few more listeners than we imagined.
Alrighty.
First shout out goes to Joey Gordon.
Joey Gordon.
Joey Gordon. Member of men's soccer team, one of my teammates. Good guy. Lived with him for 2 years.
Yeah.
Probably could never do it again.
Yeah, he sucks.
You do it right now. How's that going for you?
It's going well. You know, if you know Joey Gordon, make sure you ask him how his night was last night.
If you know Joey Gordon, make sure you add him on LinkedIn because he loves that stuff.
And he is looking for a job.
He's looking for a job. He data sales management cloud based analyst corporations Warby Parker and selling medical appliances.
Basically, at this point, he's really open to any job opening. So
anything.
Whether you are working at a McDonald's, Wawa, gas station, hit up your boy Joey Gordon.
Sheets?
He's going to give you quality
sheets?
Work.
Sheets?
Yes.
Joey Gordon, quality guy, quality work from Joey Gordon.
I don't know
Gordon.
About sheets. It's sheets the Wawa sheets.
Wawa sheets dilemma?
Yeah.
See, I'm not from this area, so I don't care. That's so fair. Irrelevant to me.
But it is very relevant in this area. You got to know
it
that.
It is. I know it is. Moving here, I was like, wow, sheets, Wawa, this is a thing that people care about. Who cares?
But now, you know.
It's like, now you know.
Now you know.
Now you know, you don't know.
And Wawa's way over sheets.
Wawa's way better.
Come on.
I mean, I have to stay allegiance, keep my allegiance to Wawa. Cause
you have to.
Lafayette, like, what's Lafayette without Wawa?
Yeah, I agree. And they're tremendous workers.
Tremendous
I would
workers.
Like to point
nice
out.
People. Let's shout out some of the workers. Giovanni. Yeah.
Giovanni.
Messiah.
Mm-hmm.
Dylan.
DJ. Katarina.
Katarina.
And we got Big H.
Big H.
Big H, if you're listening, you're the man.
Also, Big H, Howard Bramson, that's my dad. Shout out you for getting rowdy at our soccer game this weekend. How about you? You had a great time.
Hey, why don't we talk about that?
Let's talk about that in a little bit.
Howard the Leopard. Let's get a round of applause, everybody. Yeah.
Yeah.
104.9, if you're listening. Give it up for those Leopards, baby. Home playoff win. Tell us about it.
Yeah, Lafayette men's soccer. We pulled out the win. Big win against Colgate. Felt good. Take down the three-time defending champions. It's just an awesome win. Home atmosphere, a lot of people there. Crowd got super rowdy. It was great. You know, it's just like good times with the boys on the field. Winning. Marco scored a penalty. They tied it up 1-1. Going into the second half, we were like, oh, what's going on? Tough game. I switched cleats at halftime. Bold move.
There it is.
OBJ Bramson over here. Switch cleats at halftime. Ryan Goncalves scores the game winner, bro. Left
Let's
foot
go.
Volley from the top of the box. Leopards pull it out 2-1. Great win. First time we've won. First time we were in the playoffs since 2012. Also first time we've won a playoff game since then. So it was a good feeling, man.
Dude, yeah. I mean, you guys work really hard, and it's hard to really see that hard work come to platform, so... I'm really happy for you guys.
Thanks, man.
I wish I could have been there, too. It seemed like it was a great atmosphere.
Cal had an opportunity to be a real friend and skip his game and go to a playoff game, but he chose himself.
I chose to sit in the bench and cheer on my team in Brooklyn.
No, I'm just kidding. He made the right decision, as they all did.
I'm sorry.
No, but... don't be sorry, bro. You've came to so many games this season. I appreciate
That's
it.
That's true, yeah.
Another shout-out to another guy who's been to a few games this season, Kyle Stout.
Kyle Stout. Kyle Stout, if
you're
listening.
The third leading founder of Outside Campus.
Kyle, if you're listening, please get some medicine in your body. I know you're not feeling too well, so we're really thinking of you.
That's so funny.
Radio
I had no idea where you're going with that. I just thought he needs medicine because he needs to change who he is as a person.
No, never.
No, never.
Never change Kyle.
Also exceptionally tall.
Yeah.
Good guy. Kyle
Ladies.
Brought me to a Logic concert last week. So much fun.
Yeah. Also, if you're looking for a solid stud boyfriend, hit him up.
Kyle Stout.
K-Stout 40.
K-Stiz.
Yeah. That's him. And he'll knock down a few jumpers.
So, we got a few people listening. Mostly close friends. Mostly people we have lived with.
Okay.
That's totally fine. Joey Gordon asks a question. We're going to take our first question of the day.
Oh, yeah.
This is a question that I know we are split on. So split. We're like on opposite... ends of the spectrum. You have no idea what I'm about to say, do you?
No.
All right, are you ready? Joey Gordon asks, Jordan or LeBron?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Someone hold me back. Hold me back. LeBron's better.
Just don't swear. It's a $10,000 fine.
Oh, God. That's a real wake-up call.
Yeah, seriously. For first-time listeners, this is live radio. And by live radio, I mean literally live radio. Anyone in the area can listen. So if you swear, if you use a curse word or any form of obscenity, the FCC will fine you literally $10,000.
Can we use any sound effects like a beep,
like pew? Yeah. Pew. See, the thing about that's not a swear, so.
Okay.
Okay. Jordan or LeBron.
I would like you to shut the pew,
pew, up. Pew up. Yeah, you can do that.
Okay.
Cal, I think you look like a pew.
How dare you? How dare you?
I thought you were going to send one back, and you just didn't.
How beep.
How pew.
All right. Let's talk about this. LeBron is clearly the best player ever.
Clearly, huh?
You go first. Give me your side.
You want me to go first?
Sure.
Okay. There are a number of reasons why I take Michael Jordan over LeBron, right?
Okay.
I would like to preface this with, I think most of our generation takes LeBron over Jordan because they never actually firsthand appreciated MJ's greatness. Right? And I'll speak, you know.
That's fair.
I didn't either.
I agree.
You know what I mean? I've lived, my family's all from Chicago, so I've lived vicariously through them.
Yeah.
About, you know, their experiences watching him play and what he did for the city of Chicago. Right?
Right.
They played in two different eras, but still relatively modern era. You know, the MJ era is way closer to the LeBron era than it is to the Bill Russell era, right?
Fair enough.
So I think Jordan's rings way more than Russell's rings when there was only 8 teams in the league, right?
Okay.
The fact that he went 6-for-6, he went 3-for-3, took 2 years off, went 3-for-3 again, then decided to retire again. Basically symbolizing he could have gone 8-for-8 and essentially a very similar era to LeBron. The only difference, main difference being the lack of super teams and increased defensive presence in the 90s, for okay. Sure. Much more physical game. Hypothetically, MJ could have gone 8-for-8, would have had 8 finals MVPs. I don't think anyone could possibly even come close to the idea of that. You know, I get the point that a lot of people think LeBron is more well-rounded, right?
But he is.
He has better passing numbers. He has better rebounding numbers.
But he is a better passer and a better rebounder.
Based on numbers, yeah, for sure. He racks up more assists. He gets more rebounds. I'd say LeBron, here's the thing, though. For me, LeBron is more comparable to a Magic Johnson, right?
Yeah.
They're two incredibly different players.
I agree.
When it comes to basketball, when the significance of a player is how they win games, MJ did that better than anyone else. He did it better than anyone else who's ever played the game.
But you know what was nice is he had Hall of Famers on his team, whereas LeBron... Well, he did one.
Let's count his Hall of Famers right now. Ready? Do you want to count all of the Hall of Famers that LeBron has played with?
Okay.
Because if you count them in comparison, LeBron stacks way higher than Michael.
I know, but there's two things. One, you mentioned the era of super teams.
Sure, yeah.
So, who is the best team, and obviously, I'm not saying that Jordan isn't one of the two best players ever, so take this with a grain of salt.
Sure.
But, the best team that the Bulls beat in their 6 titles was the Jazz, correct?
Yeah, I'd say the Karl Malone, okay. Stockton Jazz. Twice.
Right. Great finals. And obviously, unreal. He's great.
Yeah.
But after that, the drop-off is significant. And I would say that all of LeBron's championships that he's won or lost have been fantastic teams that are maybe not better, probably better than the Jazz. It's close. You can argue either way. With especially the Warriors and especially the Warriors just in general. But I don't know. I mean, like, it's... I don't really know how I feel about it.
I mean, I think Michael Jordan is the best winner of all time. And for me, that makes him the best basketball player of all time.
That's fair. It really depends on what you define as...
I guess.
Yeah, because you could value, you know... Jordan maybe can provide, you know, the biggest defensive aspect or clutch scoring, which really is going to win you games in the end.
Right.
LeBron can guard every position. He can, you know, make chase down blocks. He doesn't need to score necessarily.
Yeah. Yeah.
So like when you talk about like well-rounded, which you compared him to Magic, I feel like that's more of a comparison.
Legit.
But it's hard.
It is hard. And to be honest, like I'm not blind to the other perspective.
Yeah.
Because there really is points on either side. Like if you say LeBron has more career points per more career points than Michael Jordan does, right? LeBron passed Michael Jordan career points of all time. Well, he's played more games. Michael has better season per season averages, right? Like LeBron never averaged 38 points a game in a season.
Right.
Michael did. But LeBron, on the other hand, has scored way more.
But so, he's not necessarily a scorer, though. That might not be the best facet
of his game.
He
might not, right? And then you think about it another perspective. You bring up LeBron's chase down blocks and his presence. He can guard multiple positions, like just like Magic Johnson did, right?
Mm-hmm.
He's never won a Defensive Player of the Year. MJ did, you know? In an era where defense, I think, played more of a role, to be honest. It was a lot more physical, and it was a league full of bruisers. And for a lanky shooting guard like Michael to win Defensive Player of the Year, I think is a real testament to what he did on the floor as well.
Yeah.
You know, well, on both ends.
Yeah.
So I think it's tough to... This is why I hate this argument so much. It's like, who's better? It's like, why can't they both be the GOAT?
Well, yeah. I mean, they are. And I think you run into, as you mentioned earlier, a lot of people from this era not seeing Michael play are obviously very biased. But I think also, too, like when talking about LeBron, it's when you think about the teams that he's brought to the finals, not necessarily won. I mean, these teams are atrocious. Like, absolutely terrible.
Oh, some of the rosters are laughable.
Yeah.
Like, Sasha Pavlovich.
Dirty.
Dirty. Daniel Booby Gibson, baby.
Zydrinus Ilgauskas is the best center of all time and best looking.
The big Z. He does have an all-star bid.
I do want to take this time to shout out Zydrinus Ilgauskas and his country of Lithuania.
Good guy. Thank you for our sponsors, Zydrinus Ilgauskas Sports.
Yes.
We do. Shout out, sponsor.
We do support the bald-headed man.
We support him. All right, so, I mean, like, to come to a conclusion, I feel like neither of us are really going to say who's better.
I don't really
better.
Care enough to argue this, but LeBron's better.
Right, and I don't care enough to say, like, to go so deep into it, but Michael Jordan's the best player of all time.
You silly geese.
You're a silly guy. You really are.
Oh, I'm having so much fun.
Are you?
Yeah.
Dude, me too. You want to take like a quick musical break?
Yeah. Can we? Yeah, let's do it. You know, you pick the song, buddy.
I picked a song?
Mm-hmm.
All right. I kind of want to go like a little throwback on this. Is that all right?
Dude. No way.
No way. No way, bro.
Don't even think about it.
A little bit of Gorillaz action, huh?
Ooh.
A little feel good ink. How about that? We're going to listen to this song and we will come right back. This is Feel Good Ink by the Gorillaz.
Yeah. little tired. Shit, I'm stepping in harder this year. Yeah, be rapping in harder this year. Watch me as I gravitate. Ha, 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 ha. Yo, we gon' ghost town, this Motown. With your sound, you in the blink. Gon' bite the dust, can't fight with us. With your sound, you kill the ink. So don't stop, get it until you cheddar.
And welcome back. You are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Wombology with Adam Bramson and special host Calvin Reichwein. Welcome back, everybody.
Yeah, nice intro.
Yeah.
Round of applause.
Hey, before we begin, I want to take a quick shout out to my lovely and wonderful parents, Jim and Sue Reichwein.
Another round of applause.
Oh, everyone, please. Everyone, if you're listening, put those hands together, baby.
Can you imagine people in their cars so they just take their hands off the wheel and start clapping?
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it, even if the people on the radio told you to.
Mom, if you're listening, I still have a tattoo on my arm that says, I love my mom. And now as I'm looking at it, I don't have it anymore, which is probably good because I showered from last night. But you know I do love you. All right. That's good.
It's so funny when, like, because I do the same thing that you just did. I'll say things to people, right, that I know are listening.
Wait, can you hear me?
I can.
Okay, so I'll say things to people that I know are listening. I'll do what you just did, right?
Is that bad?
No, it's not bad. It's funny, though, because you'll say things to people, and then you'll expect a response, and then you realize you're on radio, and no one's going to respond.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's awesome. Your parents are listening, man.
Yeah.
I'm glad.
Yeah. You know,
that's awesome.
They're great people.
They are great people. I love your parents.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Very cool people. They appreciate the shout out.
They did.
They did.
He said, we got you.
We got you. Jimbo.
Jimbo.
You got a few people listening right now. If you're listening out there supporting Wombology Radio, we appreciate you. My name is Adam Bramson. I'm the usual host of this station, this show on this radio station. But we have a very special guest, Cal Reichwein, today, our co-host, and it's just going so well, we might make you a regular. We might make you a regular.
I'm ready, honey.
I feel like you're having such a fun time, you want to be a regular.
I really do.
We should do this every day.
I'm ready.
I mean, I know you are. You don't do much
Good
else.
Good morning, welcome to Well Biology.
Good morning, Vietnam.
Oh,
name
geez.
That movie.
I don't know. You're more of a movie.
Good Morning Vietnam. That's what it's called. Yeah. With Robin Williams. It's a good movie. You should watch it. We got another couple questions if you want to answer them.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. So Kyle Stout, he asked me what my Mount Rushmore of athletes are. And then he pivoted the question saying, Mount Rushmore of anything. Just do a Mount Rushmore of literally anything. I don't know if that means any specific category or just a Mount Rushmore of like my four favorite people.
How about this? Let's do Mount Rushmore.
We can do a couple, yeah.
Okay. Well, here's a good one.
Yep.
Mount Rushmore Of Easton, Pennsylvania. Anything that comes to mind.
At first, I was going to say, you know what? You couldn't have made that any worse. But
there's some good ones in there.
You know what? There are some good ones.
There are some
you know what? Hey, I'm going to start. Let's do this together. You know what? We're going to do Mount Rushmore of Easton, Pennsylvania. I'm going to start us off strong.
Okay.
Ready?
Also, first, if you're listening and you're on the basketball team, maybe listen for some golden tidbits that you might be able to apply to your everyday life. Okay.
All right. All right. thanks for that inclusion. That was really nice.
All right. Need those golden tidbits.
Need those golden tidbits. All right. Mount Rushmore. We're doing Mount Rushmore of Easton, Pennsylvania. You ready?
Yeah.
I'm starting us off strong. We'll go back and forth.
Okay.
Lambros. I feel like that's a must.
Yeah.
You know, the guy just... You think without his presence here, Lafayette would just not be the same.
Yeah.
No campus pizza. What's the point of coming? You know?
I agree.
I remove my tuition. Goodbye.
No, he... Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna save my analysis for the end. So
save your analysis? Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely. He is the Jesus Christ of...
You can say Jesus Christ. Okay. That's not a swear. It's not an obscenity.
It is. Because he is the Jesus of Easton, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so how about this? We go back and forth, like kind of like a draft. So my first pick is Lambros for my Mount Rushmore.
Lambros?
So you'll fill out your four, and I'll fill out my four. My first pick is Lambros. Okay. Fill out your Mount Rushmore, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Easton, Pennsylvania. All right, so with the second pick in the Easton, Pennsylvania 2019 draft.
Mount Rushmore.
I'm going to take...
Drum roll, please.
I'm taking Bev from Wawa.
Bev from Wawa. Yeah, Wawa over Sheets. Wow.
Let's get it up.
Terrible pick.
This is like Daniel Jones' pick from the Giants. I'm coming in high with
a little bit worse. I say worse. Daniel Jones threw four touchdowns today.
Yeah.
You just took Bev from Wawa.
Yeah.
You could have stolen her in the last round. Dude, I wouldn't have even picked her.
It's a value.
Value of what?
It's a value pick.
All right, give me some analysis. Why are you picking Bev?
Bev from Wawa.
I would have taken three other Wawa employees before Bev. You got to be kidding me with that.
Well, you know what? To be fair, I could have taken... I can't take all of them.
Okay. No, those are multiple picks.
Bev is in every morning.
Sure.
She's always got a smile on her face. I think everyone knows Bev from Wawa.
You think so?
Everyone comes in. Dude, you have a
different perspective on it, though. Think about it, though, because you live right across from Wawa.
That's true.
So you're in there more than the average person. I don't think the average person knows Bev from Wawa.
Well, maybe not the average student, but...
But?
When you think about the entire city of Easton.
Oh, Bev from Wawa.
That's where you get the golden tidbit, baby. Bev from Wawa.
All right, so you're sticking to that.
I'm sticking to it. Wow. Daniel Jones equals Bev from Wawa.
Bev from Wawa threw four touchdowns today.
Yeah.
Oh, that reminds me. Joey Gordon asked a question. Is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer?
Yes.
You know what? Just to make Joey happy, I'll say yes.
Okay.
Two Super Bowl wins. Was he MVP in both of those?
Believe so.
He has two Super Bowl MVPs.
Beat the undefeated Pats.
Patriots.
I'm sorry.
No, you can say that. It's true. He beat the undefeated Patriots.
Pats,
rat row. No, I think here's the thing. Eli has two of the best performances, or most legendary. We'll say legendary performances.
Being what?
Clutch. Those two Super Bowl wins over the Patriots. Underdog in both. If I could enshrine or like put those moments in the Hall of Fame, then I would.
Okay.
As an entire career, he hasn't been a top five quarterback in the league consistently.
I agree.
You know, he just hasn't. He has had a crazy long career, and he probably has some solid numbers based on the fact that he's played so many seasons and been the starter in New York for so long and had so many consecutive starts. But if you really think about it, I don't think he's been a top five quarterback in the NFL that many times.
That's fair.
Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I would agree.
I do think he deserves more love than people give him, though.
Yeah.
People dump on Eli a lot.
And I think when you compare... So say you're comparing Eli Manning's game today compared to his prime whatsoever, whatever that really looks like, it's kind of comparing like, let's say like Vince Carter today than like Vince Carter back in the day. Like obviously sure. Very different with age.
For sure. But Vince is still racking up those numbers. Good. He's still racking up those numbers.
Whereas Eli isn't. Okay. whatever. Right. Who cares? Who cares about the Giants?
Honestly, they're so irrelevant.
Literally, I hate the Giants.
Me too.
Let's next stop.
Next stop.
Well, before we go,
yeah,
I want to give a quick shout out to Archie Manning for naming his kid Eli.
Shout out Archie. Shout out Cooper Manning, huh? The lost Manning brother. That little guy with the short arms. Yeah. Short arms. Never made it. Never made it. Poor Cooper, huh?
Poor Cooper.
His brothers are Peyton and Eli Manning, and he got his name's Cooper, and he's a loser. Poor guy.
No.
What?
Well, dude, what's your typical, you know, what comes to mind when you hear the name Eli?
Eli, I think of Eli Piscatelli, this tan Jewish kid I went to Hebrew school with growing up. Or I think of Eli Manning.
Okay.
Those are the only two Elis I feel like. Eli Dershowitz, a kid I went to middle school with and is now
Mention Dershowitz.
Olympic fencer.
Really?
Yeah, crazy.
Wow.
Who would have thought?
See, this is what I think of when I hear Eli.
I think of Eli Manning, though.
I think when you die.
Yeah.
And you go to heaven.
Yeah.
The gatekeeper to heaven.
Is his name Eli?
His name's Eli.
Is it really?
Yeah.
According to Christian faith?
Eli. No, it's just what I'm envisioning.
Oh, really? This is like in your head.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's like,
so you've thought about this.
Like one day I'm going to see
Eli.
What up,
Eli? That's cool, man.
And then I'm going to go over to campus and Eli's going to be
at the front door. And Lambros is going to be serving you pizza.
And Eli, I'm going to be like, what up, Eli?
What up, Eli?
And he's going to let me in.
Wow, that's hype, bro.
Remember Eli from campus?
I do, yeah. He's not there anymore, though.
Yeah.
He was a cool bouncer.
Yeah,
they had a different bouncer at the beginning of the year for a little bit. Is he still there? Does he still work there? Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do.
Kind of like short guy with the glasses.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know.
I don't know either. Okay. It's usually Kathy.
Okay, fair enough.
Sometimes it's like a student now too, which is weird.
Okay.
Should we go back to?
Let's go back to our Mount Rushmore.
Okay. Real quick.
Okay.
Cam Monfort wants a shout out. Is that how you say your last name?
Yeah.
Cam Monfort. I didn't want to mess it up on live radio, you know? What's the next time she's going to get a shout-out?
No,
Cam, shout-out you. Appreciate you listening.
Cam, we love you, girl.
There you go.
We love you, girl.
All right, next segment. We're still doing this Mount Rushmore thing, right?
Before we go, shout-out to Jack Monfort and Ryan. Great guys.
Siblings?
Okay, go ahead. Yep,
siblings. So how are we doing this? This is important, though. How do you want to do the format? Do you want to do
snake draft?
Auction. No auction. Wait, we don't have any money.
Sorry.
So we already did our first round pick, but how do you want to do it? Do you want the next pick and I go, and then I go twice?
No, you know what? Let's just go back and forth.
You could go back and forth.
Yeah,
I think that works way better.
Yeah.
So little recap for the people that weren't tuning in earlier. With the first pick of the Eastern Pennsylvania Mount Rushmore draft, I chose Lambros, last name unknown. Lambros of Campus Pizza. That's all I need to know. Lambros.
It's like Ronaldo.
No, Cristiano Ronaldo. Yeah. He has a full name.
All right.
God. Cal took Bev from Wawa.
Bev from Wawa.
Solid
pick. And I hope
too.
She's listening because she is a wonderful lady.
Wonderful.
Okay,
so with my second pick of my Mount Rushmore of Eastern Pennsylvania draft.
Let's get a drum roll, baby.
I am choosing. Ding, 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 ding. Michael O'Neill, head of the theater department.
Wow.
Wow. Didn't see that one coming.
Right.
Shout out Professor O'Neill. You know, I think he's just a legend. He's been here for like over 25 years. Everyone who ever takes a class with him says basically it's a one of a kind experience. You know, he's a good guy. He's a crazy guy. He's a fan of me, and I'm a fan of him. And, you know, I would have more stories to share as to why I'm picking him, but they probably wouldn't be that appropriate for the radio.
All right.
But you know what?
That's smart.
Yeah.
So you're smart, kid.
Here's the thing. I also have a quiz in his class tomorrow, and if he is listening, you listen up, Michael. I need a good grade on that theater history quiz, buddy, so you keep this in mind. You're my number two pick, Mikey boy.
Oh, that's funny, man.
Yeah. So I'm sticking to that. Michael O'Neill, he's been here for a long time. Head of the theater department. Good professor. Good guy.
Michael O'Neill.
Help me out, buddy.
Some analysis on that. Yeah, that's a lot. That's a, you know, you're basically replicating my Daniel Jones pick with that one.
Yeah,
you know,
a little. It's a value pick.
It's a value pick.
Here's the thing.
But value's the only thing that matters.
It really is.
Screw the power rankings.
Screw the power rankings. We don't need power rankings.
Yeah.
We didn't even make a power rankings list.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. Both of us honestly, like, there's only so many people you can pick. You know?
I got a lot.
Yeah?
I'm ready.
All right, I'm ready for the second pick, buddy.
All right. The second pick. With the second pick in the 2019 Eastern Personality Draft.
Not what it is.
I'm going to take...
Ding, 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 ding.
Miss Vicky Cummings.
Ooh, I don't even know who that is.
She is our Lafayette basketball secretary. Let's get it up.
Let's give it up.
Let's get it up.
Give it up for Vicky
Cummings. She's just an amazing lady. You know, we got Bev from Wawa.
Wow.
You know,
I like
Bev
it.
From Wawa.
It's men versus women right now. I'm stacking with males. You're going all women.
Down, Tiger.
You're going down, Buckaroo. Tigra. Feminine Tiger. Tigress.
No, but really, Miss Vicky. We all call her Miss Vicky.
Yeah.
A few points on her. Let's hear it. She's always checking in on us. She's always got a smile on her face. It's always great to see her.
Yeah.
Whenever you see her, it's like, you know, it just makes your day. She's got one of the coldest and best water fountains that you can find in Eastern Pennsylvania.
It's her water fountain? Like, it she made
hers.
It?
It's hers.
How'd you do that?
Naturally.
Naturally water fountain.
Yep.
Wow, that's impressive. Where is it? In her office?
It is.
And you go, that's where you fill up your waters?
Yeah.
Wow. Shout out Vicky Cummings. Real good water.
No, but she really does more than
I hope she does
us.
More than everything you just said.
Well, that's, you know, you gotta appreciate the little things, you know?
Yeah, for sure.
But she does a lot more than we even know, so we really appreciate Miss Vicky.
Shout out Vicky Cummings.
Great value
Good pick.
Pick.
Let's do a little recap of who we got right now.
Okay.
I have Lambros, last name unknown, Campus Pizza, and Professor Michael O'Neill, head of the theater department.
Yep.
And you have Cal.
I have Miss Bev from Wawa.
Sure.
Great. She was one overall. She's been, you know, highly ranked prospect.
Highly ranked.
Coming out of last few years. And I have Miss Vicky Cummings.
Vicky Cummings. Good deal. You know, I feel like I have to, like, diversify my lineup right now. I've got only dudes so far.
Come on, man.
You know what? I am going to diversify a little bit because I know you're not going to take either of the people I'm imagining. You know what? No, I'm going to take... You know who I'm going to take?
Go for the third
pick in the Eastern Pennsylvania Mount Rushmore draft. I'm taking Lafayette College Athletic Director, Sharita.
Sharita!
Sharita Freeman.
Sharita Freeman.
Sharita Freeman. Honestly, I think great pick. You think of the success of fall sports right now, bro?
Yeah.
Girls soccer? Made the playoffs. Field hockey, made it all the way to the championship.
Shout out to them, by the way.
Shout out to them.
Great game, field hockey today.
Unreal. They couldn't pull it out, but you know what? They had an unbelievable season. They have a ton of beasts on their team. Shout out to the seniors.
Yeah.
All of them. Lisa, Jen, Sam, Caroline, Sarah, Cam. Am I missing anyone?
Don't ask me.
I feel like I'm missing someone that's going to...
I don't want to miss anyone because then they'll...
Me neither. They'll be upset.
Yeah.
Jen, Lisa, Sam, Caroline, Sarah, Cam.
That's good. Let's get it up for them.
Let's give it up.
Hurry up.
Field hockey. Unbelievable season. Yeah, unbelievable season. But seriously, and that's not Sharita's doing, but she's, you know, head of the athletic department. Men's soccer, still in playoffs, you know, fighting for it. We got a big game Tuesday. And then football.
Let's go get those Greyhounds.
Let's get those Greyhounds, baby. And we're not talking about the bus. And then football's won 3 games in a row.
Mm-hmm.
Basketball, off to a solid start, 1-1. Lost a close game, but looked very promising.
We were undefeated for a while there.
Undefeated for, after the first game, they were undefeated for a while.
We were.
And,
first time since 2015.
There we go. You know what? I think Sharita deserves some credit.
She does.
She took over for Bruce McCutcheon. Remember Bruce McCutcheon with his mustache? He used to love shouting at the field hockey team. Do you remember all, like, this is literally here. I could replicate spot on every athletics meeting we had. It was always Bruce McCutcheon would come up. Let's give it up for the field hockey team, huh? Amanda Magadan, she scored another goal.
And leading the entire Lafayette sports in GPA for the 4th year in a row.
Amanda Magadan. Yeah, no. Bruce McCutcheon was all right, but Sharita stepped in, and I think she's done a really good job. So that's my third pick.
third pick.
You know, I needed a strong female presence, and I think Sharita does that.
I think Sharita and Lambros, you got a solid 1-2 punch.
1-2 punch, and then Michael O'Neill coming up.
Yep,
Michael, we got a quiz tomorrow. You gonna help me out, Mikey?
All right.
This third pick.
This is a special pick. This is inspired by my one and only Jimbo Pops Raekwon.
Pops.
Send me nice little tips here for my first time on the radio. What a guy.
Love it. But, shout out Jimbo. Appreciate you, man.
In honor of him, I'm going to speak like him.
Does he talk like that?
Maybe not. But the whole thing is funny. So
he sounds like Elvis Presley.
Thank you very much. Rock and roll.
Rock and roll.
All right. With the third pick in the 2019 Easton Personality Draft, I'm going to take Mike. Mike. No last name, just Mike. So how do you feel about that pick, Adam?
Honestly, I'm confused.
All right. You ready for some analysis?
Yeah, who is this? Who's Mike? Just like who even is that?
So Mike works down at Kirby Sports Center.
Yeah.
He shows up to our basketball games about two hours before the game, every home game.
Yeah.
And I think his job is really just to, you know, make sure everything goes smoothly and make sure the fans get in right.
Yep.
And, you know, just be there from the start, from when we get there to when the game starts and then till the game ends. For the past 3 years, Mike has been, you know, no one has asked him to do this, but he rebounds for our entire team.
Wow.
Hours up to the game. So, and we've really formed a special relationship, so I love you, Mike. But really, like, he's just like the
absolute Sounds like an man. Awesome guy.
Yeah,
he sounds is. Like he does a ton.
Yeah, and you know, if you have ever the chance to get to know him or at least talk to him, he's always
so he works.
The yeah,
he works in the gym.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just for our games.
Okay.
He's not a. I don't think he's a Lafayette
employee. Yeah.
But I think he just works
like for you guys.
Right.
Wow. Sounds like an awesome guy.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. If you know, he's
another strong value pick.
Value pick. He's my
kind of, that kind of reminds me of like a Jimmy Butler late round steal.
Yeah.
You know? Good pick.
Yeah.
It's like really good pick.
Taking Kawhi Leonard with the 15th overall pick.
It's like taking Draymond Green in the second round. Real nice pick.
He's a Hall of Famer. By the way, quick question. Is he a Hall of Famer?
Draymond Green.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. You put Draymond Green on any other team but the Warriors, I say no. He's not.
But he's on the Warriors.
But he's on the Warriors, so he has 3 rings, and he has how many All-Stars? 3 or 4, maybe?
Mm-hmm.
3 or 4 All-Stars. And by that, I mean All-Star appearances. He also played with 3 or 4 All-Stars. But he has 3 or 4 All-Star appearances,
okay.
3 rings. You know, I think it's too early to tell if Draymond Green's a Hall of Famer. He probably has a Defensive Player of the Year award, too.
Mm-hmm.
He has a Defensive Player of the Year award. You know what? I think down the road, yeah. I think Draymond Green's going to be a Hall of Famer one day.
Yeah.
If his career ended right now, no. Definitely not.
Really?
I say no. Yeah.
Wow.
We got to be stricter with the people we send to the Hall, man.
That's fair.
I think we're being way too lenient. I mean, this is the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
We can't just be throwing anybody in there. Draymond Green was probably the 4th best player on those championship teams.
But to be fair,
he shouldn't be a shoo-in for the Hall.
Okay.
But I think one day he will. But he needs to finish out his career. He needs to play. He needs to have more than a few more solid seasons in the NBA.
So, follow-up question.
Yeah.
You could only put one of them into the Hall of Fame.
One of who?
Draymond Green.
Yep.
Manu Ginobili.
I take Manu.
Manu.
Yeah, I take Manu because I think he's, well, I mean, you're comparing a guy who played a full career to a guy who's played half a career.
That's fair.
You know, I think Manu has done more for the game on a holistic level based on his international presence.
Yeah.
I think him winning a gold medal with Argentina is an incredible feat, beating USA. A lot of people don't think about that. He also has 4 rings compared to Draymond's 3. And he did it in...
he probably had more.
Yeah. There was a greater time span. You know, the Warriors had a much tighter dynasty than the Spurs, and I think it's more impressive when you win a ring in the early 2000s and then win another in 2014 and a couple more right. in between there. So yeah, I'd take Manu Ginobili right now. I think Draymond, once he finishes his career, might pass him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like Manu's sixth man of the year, Draymond, defensive player of the year. They both have their own individual accolades.
Yeah.
But right now, I'd take Manu. Who would you take?
Dude, by the way, I just want to stop. That was some great analysis.
Thank you, man. That was awesome. It's nice. Let's go. I like this change of pace because we never talk about sports on this podcast because Will and Brian just like don't know. But I like being able to talk about it because I love sports. You know that.
It's just relate. You know, it's
we can relate on that level.
Relates, yeah.
We can, and we have a lot to spill.
We do.
You know,
spill those beans.
Spill those beans.
All right. Whose pick is it?
It's my pick.
I think it's your pick.
Let's. Should we recap? I have Lambros, Michael O'Neal, and Sherita Freeman, and you yep. have.
I have Bev from Wawa.
Bev from Wawa.
Miss Vicky Cummings.
Vicky Cummings.
And Mike. Big Mike,
do,
baby.
Do you know his last name or
I
no?
I don't. We're no. just going with Mike.
We're just going with Mike. Oh, my God.
Should we?
What?
Maybe like a drum roll for the last round. Maybe
drum like, roll for the last round.
Leave the crowd waiting.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm not going to queue up just a drum roll. Do you want me to find a drum roll on Spotify?
Nah.
I don't even think they have those.
I'm kidding. It's okay.
All right.
Do you know who you're taking?
I'm kind of up in the air.
This
is a big pick. I'm kind of up in the air.
Should we get a coach?
I wasn't going to choose a coach. You'll be surprised by who I pick.
Really?
There's three people I'm thinking of. Can I? You want me to just weigh the options? I'll tell you all three.
Is this for the final pick?
This is for the final pick, so I'll weigh my options. I'll throw them out there.
All right, talk to me.
And I'll give you analysis for all three, okay?
Yep.
This first one I'm thinking of, and this is a serious one because this man, he deserves a real shout-out, right?
Okay.
Terry Schwartz does the play-by-play, and he does the announcing for all Lafayette men's soccer games. And women's soccer games. And he's been doing it for a while. And he's the nicest guy ever. He comes to all the home games, does all the announcing. After every single game, win, loss, or tie, comes up to us, shakes every single person on the team's hand. Just the nicest guy around. Posts on Facebook about the team. Strongly cares about Lafayette men's and women's soccer. Huge fan, right?
That's awesome.
Great dude. Terry Schwartz, shout out.
Okay.
Second person I'm thinking of picking, right? And this is the type of pick where it's like, do I even pick him? Because I'd be lying if I said I loved being around him 24/7, you know? But do I think he's a legend of Lafayette College in Eastern Pennsylvania? Of course I do. And his name is Amos, baby.
Amos!
And if you don't... Famous. If you don't think of this kid, like, I can't even call him a kid because he graduated like 7 years ago. But whether it's rain or shine, snow or sleet, this dude will show up to any Lafayette event, no matter where it is. If there's people talking and people he can hug, he's going to be there. And Amos brings the energy every single time. He'll bring a monster energy drink. Literally, he'll bring the energy. He'll crush it in front of everybody. And so, you know, I'm considering him for my Mount Rushmore of Eastern Pennsylvania.
Quick shout out for Amos for coming to our game yesterday, the Leopards, in St. Francis, Brooklyn.
He came all the way to Brooklyn?
Was there? Yeah.
Wow.
Repping, baby.
See, that's what I mean, dude. Who else does that? What a guy.
Right?
Crazy. Crazy guy.
Just amazing.
Who does that? That's amazing, right? Yeah. So I'm considering him for the fourth spot.
Okay.
And then with my third pick, you'll have no idea who I'm about to say.
Oh, God.
This is going to surprise you, bro.
Okay.
My third pick that I am considering for the last slot of my Mount Rushmore of Eastern Pennsylvania is Calvin Reichlein.
No!
Yeah, dude. You know what? I have to consider it. You know why? You know, think of all the fun things we've done here, right? I think of my Mount Rushmore of Eastern Pennsylvania. I've probably done more stupid stuff and made more funny memories with you than anyone else. So if I'm thinking of my experience of Eastern Pennsylvania, I got to consider you. Am I giving you the slot? I don't know. But I'm definitely considering you.
Mention.
For sure, dude. Noah. We're shaking hands. People can't see because it's radio, not television.
Give me a kiss.
We just kissed. No big deal. Good guy.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Yeah, dude,
thank
for
you.
Sure. I had to at least consider it.
Yeah.
So those are my that's what I'm coming down to. What are you coming down to? Who are you thinking about?
You know what? I could go so many different.
You can go so many routes.
So many different routes.
That's the thing with the category of Eastern PA. Yeah. There's so many people.
You know, I mean, we're taking a class next semester, and our professor's name is Roger Ruggles.
Roger Ruggles.
I might just put his name on there because
I haven't even met the guy.
I haven't met him, but he sounds like a great guy, and his name's Roger Ruggles.
Yeah.
So he might even deserve a spot on our.
Shout out Roger Ruggles, Civil Engineering, yep. Envisioning a Sustainable World. Haven't even met the guy.
Hey, Roger, just if you're listening.
Roger.
I would love to keep the GPA over 3.0.
Me so, as well. A little bit higher
I'll
than
be
that.
Be a class every day. I'll participate.
And, raise our hands.
Raise our hands.
Bring a good positive attitude.
Do our homework. And, you know, that would really, really be appreciated if you could, you know, do the same and consider our request. Fair enough, Roger.
Roger.
Okay. I'm trying to think with my last spot here. There's two that come to mind right away.
Well, other than Roger Ruggles. So do a final three like I did. So okay. Roger Ruggles, your first one.
Okay.
I mean, you can do Roger four. Ruggles. There's no rules or format to this. We're just kind of winging it. I mean, I'm kidding. We wrote this all out.
All right. So second, I'm going to go after Roger Ruggles.
Yeah.
With Hong Jing Liu. Do you know Hong Jing Liu?
I honestly don't. Please elaborate.
Hong Jing. Hong Jing is my capstone professor.
Hype.
She's a wonderful lady.
Yeah, sounds like it.
I really do enjoy my time in her class.
And, what about time? Like, what makes you enjoy time in her class? What about her as a professor?
I think she's just very relatable. You know, she's younger.
Okay.
She's very open to new ideas. It's not, you know, it's not just like her way or the highway.
Yeah.
You know?
Totally.
So she's always willing to help you out. And, you know, I'm going to admit this on live radio that I did FaceTime her the other night as my professor. I mean, it's a friend.
Big moment. Jim and Sue, if you're listening, you might want to check on your son, Cal Reichwein. He's got an interesting relationship with one of his professors.
No, but really, Hong Jing, you know,
sounds great. Like you've gotten a lot out of her class.
Have.
That's awesome.
Learned a lot.
All right. And your third option for that final slide?
Third option. You know, I have two. If you're going to put me on yours, you know, I got to respond.
Oh.
With Manson.
Oh.
Adam Manson, baby.
Wow.
He looks like Jesus, if you're listening. You might as well call him Eli. That's what he looks like. Gatekeeper to heaven.
Thanks, baby.
But, yeah, I mean, just a really solid guy. You know, and I think I'm going to win this this Mount Rushmore if I pick you.
Wow, you think I'm going to put your team over the top?
I think.
I'm going to sabotage you guys. I'm going to sabotage your team, bro.
Yeah, you could really change that right now. But then, you know, another honorable mention is I want to give a quick shout out to Dylan Hastings.
Dill. Wow. Terrible pick.
Dylan Hastings.
That's funny. Good guy.
I don't know if he's listening right now, but yeah. That kid deserves a shout out.
That tall string bean. How you doing, Dill?
That tall glass of water.
That tall chunk of milk.
What a guy.
What a guy, Dill.
Kid's always got a smile on his face.
He does, honestly.
He deserves them.
He's one of the guys. There's a handful of guys on your team, right, that are just so tall that every time they're at our party house, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And our house is Boneyard's a joke. I mean, there's pieces of the ceiling missing everywhere, right?
Yeah.
And every time I see them in the kitchen, I always go, "What'd I tell you about jumping in the kitchen?" Because they're so tall. It's like literally, if they got on their tippy toes, their head's going through the roof.
You got Dylan. Also, shout out to Sean.
Dylan, Sean, and Neil.
And Neil.
Three head honchos, bro.
Dude.
Tall guys. Head honchos.
Also, if there's a person that could qualify as the world's most interesting man.
Yeah.
It's Sean Good.
Sean Good. He loves his smoothies.
You ever see him?
Bro, you see him cranking a smoothie, you know he's having a good day.
Cranking a smoothie? And you see him walking the dogs on the quad?
Bro.
He's doing it every day around 12 p.m. So ladies, if you're looking for a tall man, looking for a funny man, you're looking for...
A vegan?
A vegan. Because he'll give you that for sure. You know, he's a good time. He loves dogs. And, you know, you're hanging with Sean, you're hanging with the right people.
I'll say this. There's definitely a reason his last name is Good. And he's just a good guy.
Just leave it at that.
Just leave it at that.
Plain and simple.
All right. So we got our, I mean, we could just elongate Mount Rushmore and say we want six or seven slots. Because his last pick's tough, man.
Yeah. I think we got to leave it at that.
Yeah. So my full roster,
okay.
It's really more of an all-star team. Eastern Pennsylvania all-star team.
Yeah, that's what it is.
I'm going to go with, recap, Lambros, Campus Pizza, Professor Michael O'Neill of the theater department, Athletic Director Sherita Freeman, Terry Schwartz, announcer for men's and women's Lafayette soccer, Amos Hahn.
It doesn't matter. He's going to be grateful for the shout out.
Either way, Amos Hahn, what would I even title him as?
Stud.
Lafayette stud, Amos Hahn. And Cal Reichwein. That's my whole team right there.
There you go. Who's coming off the bench?
Cal Reichwein.
Okay, fair enough.
I mean, would you expect anything else?
Yeah. They're on the bench with their ears, you know. I'm pretty good at it. All right.
Stud, though. Absolute stud. He's the type of guy that comes off the bench and drops 40 points a game. All right. Yeah. Let's recap your lineup. Give it to him.
Okay. Recapping. Team Cali Swag.
District.
We got Bev from Wawa. You know, setting the tone.
Nice.
We got at the two, Miss Vicky Cummings.
Ooh, that's a strong shooting guard.
Very strong. Three, we're going to go with, you know, actually, we're going to put Mike at the five.
Ooh, big man.
He's a big rebounder.
Mike. Big Mike, yeah. Dude,
he rebounds the heck out of it.
I know. You said it earlier. Yeah.
So he's got to play the five.
All right.
Excuse me. Then we are going to go with, at the three, we're going to go with Bramson.
Ooh, I like that.
Because Bramson, you know, he's got a headband. He brings the swag that we need to our game.
Thank you. Swingman.
Yep, swingman. At the four, we're going to go Hong Jing.
Hong Jing. Four.
Atta girl.
Stretch four, playing the post.
Oh, she's a scrappy four. She's like a...
like a Draymond.
Compared her game to Draymond.
Okay.
Okay. She'll really do it all, you know.
Do it all. Draymond
Green. She just wants to win.
Wants to bring the ball up. Who you got at the one? Bev from Wawa at the
Bev
one?
Bev from Wawa's at the one. She's running the show. And then off the bench, we're going to have Big Dog, Professor Howard Schneiderman.
When did we ever mention Schneider? We talked about Roger Ruggles.
Oh, I meant to talk about Schneiderman.
All right. Well, Howard Schneiderman, bring him in.
Yeah. We need Schneiderman in there.
Sorry, Ruggles.
If you know Schneiderman, you're a lucky person. We'll just leave it at that.
Lucky guy.
He's a good guy.
Great guy.
And then Roger Ruggles.
Roger Ruggles.
Yep. Looking forward to civil engineering.
Me too, man. It's going to be good. That's a solid lineup.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going downtown, brother.
You're going downtown. Like Judge Joe Brown.
Oh, baby.
I want to put a frown on your face. That was a fun little exercise. Honestly, shout out Kyle Stout for coming up with that.
Really?
I mean,
everyone, shout out Kyle Stout.
Woo! Woo!
Kyle.
Shout out Kyle Stout.
We love you, Kyle, and hopefully you're not with your lady right now. But we love you.
Well, we love you, buddy. We love you.
All right.
What else
we got today? Is that?
That's pretty much it. I mean, the episodes are usually an hour. We started a little bit late, but we gave the people what they wanted. We gave them a pretty much an hour-long episode.
We did.
And, I don't know. For everyone that was listening, if you really enjoyed Cal's presence, let me know, and we'll get rid of Will and Brian.
Never.
No, I'm kidding. If anything, we're going to have a fourth host.
I would love to.
I mean, we got to have you in more, man. I had a great time.
Those guys are funny.
They're awesome. Brian and Will are amazing.
Amazing.
I left last week because I went to the concert with Kyle, the Logic concert. Right. And I listened in the car on the way to the concert, and Brian and Will were killing it. They were killing
Shout out Clayboys, baby.
Shout out Clayboys. Literally. High fives are back. Anyways.
High fives are back.
Dude, after we played a Logic song right after I left as like a play out, you know?
Yeah.
And after that, they literally went on like a 2-minute beatboxing rant.
Nah.
For straight up 2 minutes, they straight up beatbox. It was incredible.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so. Everyone's staying in house. Wombology's staying together. Don't worry.
Wombology. Quick shout out while I'm still on the air. Would love to give You know, obviously my shout parents out every, got them.
Plug whoever you want, man. You don't get this opportunity often. Give some plugs.
I'm going to give a shout out to my little and favorite sibling by far.
For sure.
Jada Raekwon.
Jada Raekwon.
She's awesome. Great girl.
For sure.
Brings a lot of energy.
Let's trade shout outs. Awesome. Can I give a shout out?
Sure. I got one more after.
No, let's go like eight.
Okay.
Shout out. Shout out Hope Gernert.
Hope.
Hope.
Woo. Woo. Yeah, baby.
Hope, I love you. You're pretty mad at me right now. She's not happy. Hope's my girlfriend. But you know what? Shout out Hope.
That's okay.
Because I love you, and we'll figure it out. And it's all good. That's Cal making the kissy noises, not me. But if you're listening, I hope that put a smile on your face. All right? Cal, your shout out.
Next shout out goes out to the most enthusiastic woman I know.
Let's hear it.
Her name's Victoria or Kiki Graham.
Woo! Let's go. Unreal shout out.
If you know me, you know Kiki.
Kiki's a beast.
You know the value and happiness she brings to all of our lives. Enough said about Keeks.
Enough said.
And Moose, her little dog.
Love Moose.
Let's get it up for Moose.
Let's give it up for Moose.
Moose needs a shout out. All
right. My next shout out. Howard Bramson. Give it up for my dad.
HB.
You know, my dad, I overheard him having a conversation with somebody because he comes to all the games now, right? Because it's my senior year. He wants to come to all the games. He wants to soak it in, you know? And he was like, someone was saying, Adam or Howard, looks like you had a really fun time today. And he's like, you know what? As much as this is Adam's last season, it's my last season too, brother. And he's just trying to have a good time with all the fans, bro. I see him on the fence at games, and he's crushing Natty Lights with, like, Phi Psi kids. So you know what? I don't see many other parents with the audacity to do that.
Yeah.
My dad's got cojones. I love him.
Legend.
Big support
system.
Are you
going to get fined for that?
For what? Cojones? I'm not going to get fined for that. That's a Spanish word. It means, I don't even know. Huevos. Eggs. Shout out HB. All right, who's your next shout out?
I mean, you know, that's all I really had in mind. But if we're going to go, I'm going to give a shout out to Sean Hanna. Director of basketball operations here in Eastern Pennsylvania for Lafayette Basketball. And
nice.
Just a great guy.
Great guy.
Does his job
nice.
To his best potential.
For sure.
We really appreciate him.
Appreciate Sean Hanna.
There you go.
All right. Here you go, Sean.
There we go.
My next shout out, because I got to even the score, is Carol Bramson. My mom.
Woo!
If you're listening, Mom, I love you so much. Not going to shout out Dad, but I'm going to shout out you.
What about Wrigley?
Shout out Wrigley Bramson.
Hey, Wrigley.
Both of them showing up to all my games, too. Wrigley and my mom kind of go hand in hand.
Yep.
Wrigley and Carol, two peas in a pod.
There it is.
You love them. They're the nicest people in the entire world. And so grateful I have them, man.
Yeah.
And Joey Bramson, my brother. Shout out Joey.
Get him in there.
The doctor. Dr. Joe.
Doctor.
Doctor. Doctor.
This is fun, man. I don't want to get tired.
I know. I don't want to end the episode.
I need some water.
Okay. You dehydrated?
Yeah, I ran out of water a little bit ago.
Here, I got a water bottle.
You know, just that's all the real shout outs I have.
Yeah, I don't really have any other shout outs. Shout out my family.
You know, I could shout out a bunch of people.
I mean, I could shout out so many. We could go on and on.
But you know.
There's so many people.
You know. You feel the love. So.
You know. Feel the love.
Yeah. Big soccer game.
Huge soccer game Tuesday. Shout out all my teammates.
Teammates, facts.
My coaches. Huge game Tuesday. We need the support. We're at Loyola, so no one's coming from here. But, you know, live stream.
Watch party.
No, you don't.
Hey, if you're listening. Watch party, 415 High Street, and we'll do it big.
Do it big.
You know, all you got to do is bring a positive attitude and a smile, and you know, we'll watch the game and we'll watch the boys.
And some popcorn. Bring that popcorn.
An upset dub.
Let's go. Let's get an upset.
Yeah, let's do it.
Huge one. Cal, it was a pleasure having you.
Thanks, man.
Tonight, man. What are you doing after this? You want to hang out?
After this, I need to look at my computer for the first time today.
Oh, which means you've done zero work.
I do have homework. Mom, if you're listening, I still love you. I'm sorry.
Sorry, I'm a failure.
I'm going to I am going to do my homework at some point today.
Yeah, I got to do that too.
Yeah.
But then again, I'm not going
to
be in class for the next 2 days.
My mom's asking to send a selfie.
Send a selfie? Yeah, take a selfie. Okay. Go ahead.
Cheese, baby! Ah!
Amazing.
That's great.
Great.
That's great.
Did you get the cheese in the pick?
Maybe next time.
Maybe next time. Yeah.
All right. Well, all right, thanks, man. Yeah, I really appreciate you having me. It was a blast.
Dude.
Would love to come on more.
If you let me know, anytime you want to be on Wombology Radio, you will be on Wombology Radio. WJRH is a home for Cal Reichwein. I promise.
WJRH. 104.9 FM.
Yes. Keep going.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah, baby. For real, though, it was a pleasure hanging with you guys. You're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Eastern Pennsylvania, Wombology with host Adam Bramson, special guest Cal Reichwein. Hell of an episode today. Hell of a time. And, yeah, I don't know. I mean, there's not much else to say other than the fact that I'm just super grateful you were here, man.
Thanks, man. Hey, Mom, I'm going to do my homework. Don't worry.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe.
I might do it tomorrow morning. You know what? But I'll get it done.
Either way, I'm going to play us out with a banger. Can I play us out with a stellar song?
Let's do it.
Let's do it, baby.
Gotta be stellar.
Gotta be stellar. You ready for this? Wombology, Adam Bramson, Cal Reichwein. Thanks for listening. We love you all. You guys are the best. This is... You know what? I'm not even going to say it. You guys know the song.
Later.
You guys know the song. Have a good one. Love you all.
Yo, open up, man.
What do you want, man?
My girl just caught me.
You made her catch you?
I don't know how I let this happen.
The who?
The girl next door, you know? I don't know what to do.
So it wasn't you.
All right.
Son of weakness, all of your clean or your pillar. You better watch your back before she turn into a killer. Just review the situation that you call the pinna. To be a true player, you have to know how to play. If she say a night, convince her, say a day. Never admit to a word where she say. And if she claim a youth, tell her, baby, no way.
But she caught me on the counter.
Wasn't me.
Saw me banging on the sofa.
Wasn't me.
I even had her in the shower.
Wasn't me.
She even caught me on camera.
Wasn't me.
She saw the marks on my shoulder.
Wasn't me.
Heard the words that I told her.
Wasn't me.
Heard the screams getting louder.
Wasn't me.
She stayed until it was over. Honey came in and she got me red-handed. Creepy with the girl next door. Picture this, we were both butt naked. Banging on the bathroom door. I had tried to keep her from what she was about to see. Why should she believe me when I told her it wasn't me?
I never used to see you make the jig a low flex. I study else a favor you in the complex. Seeing is believing, so you better change your specs. You know she had a big number of things from the past. All the little evidence you better know for mass. Pick by your hands, sir, go off it. But if she back a gun, you know you better run fast.
But she got me on the